So picture a world with just, endless instant options.
Right, like total frictionless convenience.
Exactly. I mean, we're living in an era where you can pull a small glass rectangle out of your pocket, tap the screen a few times, and have almost anything on the planet delivered to your door with a click.
It really is an absolute miracle of infinite supply.
It is. Yet in this exact same world, you will willingly stand in the freezing rain for 2 hours just to get into one specific tiny ramen restaurant.
Oh, yeah, people do it all the time.
Or, you'll eagerly wire tens of thousands of dollars for a car that hasn't even been built yet.
Waiting literally years for it to roll off the assembly line.
Right. You'll pay a consultant 6 months in advance
Yeah.
or buy wine while the grapes are, like, literally still hanging on the vine.
It creates this really fascinating friction, doesn't it?
It totally does.
Because the basic logic of convenience that supposedly rules the modern market just completely falls apart when we look at how people actually behave in these specific scenarios.
And that tension is exactly what we're dissecting today.
I'm really looking forward to this one.
Me too. So in this deep dive, whether you're listening on your commute or watching us on YouTube, we are exploring a concept that flips traditional business completely on its head.
We're synthesizing the introduction to Daniel Priestley's concept of being oversubscribed.
Right. Alongside a few modern case studies on event marketing and the behavioral psychology papers that explain the invisible mechanics of why this actually works.
The mission here is pretty simple, really.
Yeah, we're looking at how to stop the exhausting, endless chase for clients and instead orchestrate a scenario where the market is actively chasing you.
It's a massive shift, going from pushing your value onto an apathetic market to having a market actively pull that value from you.
Which is so counterintuitive to what we're all taught.
Completely. It requires unlearning basically the default settings most of us were given about how commerce is supposed to function.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start by defining the boundaries of this phenomenon.
Right. What it actually means to be oversubscribed.
Priestley defines it as a very specific mathematical reality where there are simply far more buyers than sellers.
Demand massively outstrips supply.
Exactly, meaning many more people want something than your capacity actually allows for.
And the text gives examples that go way beyond, Apple releasing a new iPhone.
Yeah, it's not just tech giants. We're talking about hairstylists who can charge 10 times more than the salon right next door.
Or freelance graphic designers who are booked 6 months out.
Or boutique furniture you can only pre-order.
What's fascinating here is that the thread connecting all of those examples is visibility.
Visibility, how do you mean?
Well, the imbalance isn't hidden in some spreadsheet in a back office. It is palpable to the consumer.
Oh, I see.
The customer is completely aware that if they don't agree to the terms, whether that means paying a premium price, enduring a long wait, or navigating strict conditions, there is a line of other people right behind them willing to take their place.
I do struggle with the authenticity of this, though.
Okay, lay it on me.
Let's ignore the physical line outside a nightclub for a second, because we all know that's often just manufactured exclusivity.
Right, the classic velvet rope trick.
Exactly. Let's look at the digital world. Think about trying to pick a movie on Netflix.
Oh boy.
Right. You
Yeah.
have thousands of options, perfectly categorized. It should be so easy.
It never is.
No. People spend 45 minutes scrolling. They get completely paralyzed by the sheer volume of choices, and then they just click on whatever happens to be sitting at the number one spot in the top 10 today row.
They use the digital crowd to make the decision for them.
Exactly. So my question is this entire oversubscribed concept just a cynical manipulation of that herd mentality?
That's a fair question.
Like, are we just tricking people into wanting something because other people want it?
Well, that framing assumes human beings make purchasing decisions based on rational analysis,
Which we don't.
which behavioral economics has thoroughly debunked.
Fair enough.
In a world of absolute infinite choices, the human brain simply does not have the caloric energy to deeply research every single option.
We are paralyzed by choice, like with the streaming algorithm.
Exactly.